Good evening, everybody. Make sure I'm turned on here.
I think we're good.
Everybody have a great day today.
Good deal.
Tonight, I'm going to kind of start with a story, and maybe not so much a story, but just kind of a description. Not because I think you want to hear the story, but it kind of had my thought process going for the message tonight. I had a short-lived rugby career in high school, and in the game of rugby, it's kind of a mixture of football and it's kind of a mixture of soccer. It's football without pads because you're tackling each other, and it's soccer in the way that your lines kind of advance. But in the game, it starts with a kickoff, and the team that gets the ball, whoever gets the ball, will hold that ball and start running towards the end zone. Now, in order to pass the ball off in rugby, there's somebody that is just a few feet to your right or maybe to your left, depending on where the field is, and they'll be staggered out just as far as the field will let them go. And as you run in rugby, you're going to get tackled because that's what the other team's trying to do. So as you're about to get hit, you'll hear either from your right or your left, "I'm with you." And it'll be your teammate, or it might be you, saying, "I'm with you." And that's letting that person with the ball know, like, "Hey, I'm open and I'm able to accept that ball." And so you'll take that ball and you will pitch it to the next guy. And then he will go ahead and grab that ball and keep running. And as you get hit in rugby, they tell you to keep driving your feet and try to run through the person that hits you. But as you get taken down, or if you get taken down, you will pitch that ball back. So as you keep going, in order to receive the ball, you've got to be in a state which you can receive the ball. So if you kind of keep that thought in mind, I'll kind of help relate to that throughout this story. And I will start with a word of prayer, and then we'll kind of dig into the scripture tonight. Dear Lord, I pray that you be with us this evening, that we can open your word and just understand and study it and let it reveal to us what you want it to be revealed, dear Lord. And I pray that you be with the business meeting after church, that your hand will be in it, but just be with us tonight as we open our minds to receive your word and just give us a time for learning, dear Lord. In your name I pray. Amen. I'm trying to find the balance in singing and preaching because I get very thirsty. So tonight we will start in the book of Mark, the 11th chapter of Mark. So in Mark chapter 11, starting in verse 24, and we'll just read verse 24, Jesus says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." You don't have to turn there. I've got this wrote down too, but we'll go with it's Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. And it says, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." So I wanted to read those verses because as you read those, I've kind of, if you take that picture of rugby and when you're running behind the guy that's got the ball and you say, "Hey, I'm with you," that is saying, "I'm ready to receive the ball. I'm ready to go." So when we ask for prayer and things in life and as a church, when we're asking for a preacher in our case, we've prayed to God for a preacher. And I just want to make sure that we have the right hearts and minds to receive what he's going to give us. If we go into 2 Kings, in the Old Testament, 2 Kings, and chapter 3, we'll kind of show in this where, in the kingdom of Israel, they had a problem with the Moabites, and they were in a drought in this time. So there was no water in the country, and they needed it. And the king at the time, Jehoshaphat, was searching for an answer for this. And when Jehoshaphat heard of a man named Elisha, he sent out to talk to him and seek what the Lord would have for him. So in 2 Kings chapter 3, starting in verse 16, And he said, Thus saith the Lord, Make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, Ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And he shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of the land with stones. And it came to pass in the morning, the meat offering was made. The meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. So when we look at this passage, we see that they were seeking for an answer. And one thing that they were needing was water. Now, in a drought, people aren't going to be that strong because they don't have water. They're not hydrated. And what Elisha had told them to do is, hey, take your guys, take your soldiers, go into this valley, start working. Start digging ditches. Make it open. And in a time when you don't have nourishment or you're very dehydrated, that sounds kind of crazy. You know, why are we digging ditches? Why are we opening up this waterway? It hasn't rained. You know, why are we preparing for this? Well, nevertheless, if you read on, well, in verse 20, it says, and the country was filled with water. In the meantime, while they're doing this, they're not looking around and seeing any storm clouds building up. They're not foreseeing any kind of rain. Because he says in 17, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. But he's telling them that the water is going to be there. So the people in this time, they opened up this valley. They opened it up with ditches. And God's promise came through. He filled it up with water. You go further to read that not only did he solve their water problem, because now that they have water, they have the strength to fight. They have the cattle that they can water, that they can have food. But he said, I'm also going to take care of the Moabites that are about you. So because they were prepared and they dug the ditches and received the water, God blessed them and he took care of their other problems with it. If you read on later throughout those verses 21 through 25, that you know, the water was such a strange thing that when the Moabites came to fight them, they thought the water was the blood of the enemies of the children of God there, or of Israel. And so that deterred some of them away because they thought they had killed so many people that it filled the ditches up with blood. So it was truly a miracle that God had did this for them, but they were prepared to receive that miracle. So we'll go over into Matthew chapter 14. And in Matthew 14, we'll see another example of asking for something, but in this case, not being prepared to receive that blessing. So in Matthew chapter 14, starting in verse 25, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come into the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So I heard this. I was listening to a preacher the other day, and he pointed out this passage. And it was something that I kind of thought the same way, too. I never thought that Peter asked to come out to the water. I thought that Jesus asked him to come. And I know a lot of times, and maybe that's just me, but I didn't catch that part. But in a sense, Peter coming out to the water was his prayer request to God. And when he came out onto the water, he was looking at God. His attention was to God. And as God answered that prayer request and let him step on the water, and he was walking on the water with God, he started noticing everything else around him, and he started to sink. So I think times in our life, we ask for a blessing. And when God gives us that blessing, we start looking away from God, and we start falling on our own. Because if we are keeping our eyes on God after the blessing, He's going to carry us through it. And we're going to be prepared to be carried through it because we're focused in the right place. So I think it's important to not quit asking for God's help after you've received what you wanted. So as a church, as members of the church, whatever individual things that you're asking for God, make sure that you're ready to receive that blessing. Make sure that you're doing what God needs you to do, because He's not going to make you do something that nobody else can do in order to receive a blessing. He's going to give you the tools to do it. It's going to be something that you're just going to have to put forth the effort. So tonight I ask you to put forth that effort and make ready for God. Make ready for whatever He has. We need to make ready for whatever preacher may come, that we receive Him in a godly way in the way that God wants us to handle this. So that was the bulk, or that was the entirety of my message. But I just wanted to say that, you know, Peter, when he received that ball, just in that rugby match, you could say, he grabbed that ball and he got hit. Because when he got hit, he was noticing all the storm and all the water quaking up around him. But if he would have kept driving his feet and he would have kept looking at Jesus, he would have never gotten to the problem of sinking. I think it's important to note that even when we do sink, God was still there to reach down and give him a hand. But you do have to reach out back to Jesus and grab his hand. Because if you don't grab his hand, he can't pull you up. So tonight, if you're saved and you've already got some things that you're going through, I ask that you know, just make it clear with God and, ask for those things that you need. Make it vocal. If you're not saved, I think you need to know that Jesus died on your cross for your sins. He died on the cross for everybody's sins. There's not one person in this world that He didn't die for. So tonight, if you need that relationship with God, tonight is the night to do it. They say today is the day of salvation. That's because we're not promised tomorrow. So if you don't have that right with God, tonight is the night to do that. And if there's any other burdens or convictions on your heart tonight is the night to get those off your shoulders. Because we want to be clean and we want to be prepared to receive the blessings that God has given us. So, Ryan, if you'd like to come up with a song of invitation, we'll have an invitation for the service tonight. And if you have anything that's on your heart, anything that's on your mind, tonight's the night to get it clear. I'll be up here if anybody needs anybody to talk to, or if you just need some extra prayer. But I encourage you to get whatever's on your mind off of it tonight and put your burdens on the Lord.